the field past I went out and get was name old Blue, and I could go get old Blue anytime if they wasn't working or something. That was my name mule to go to the post office or something. I could catch her anywhere and ride.
Yeah.
I was after that in there.
Yeah. Well, do you remember, like, especially in the old days, if people were talking about a house or something, if they were going to give somebody directions, and they'd say, oh, it's not far, it's just a little
ways down the road.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And now if talking about a house that was, they'd say, yeah, now it's quite a
distance down the road, or it's quite a bit down the lane,
mm-hmm,
or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Now, if they were talking about...
They would sometimes say, it's a good piece down the road.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, sometimes they, yeah. Now, if they were talking about something that was just real common and you didn't have to look for any special place, you might say, well, you can find that just about...
Just about anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Now, if a person slipped on the ice and fell this way, you'd say that they fell...
Flat on their face.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And talking about that direction, you'd say they fell... Or if they fell like that way, you'd say they fell
backwards.
Mm-hmm. And this way they
fell flat on their face.
And what would they call those? The trenches that a plow would cut?
Middle.
Oh.
When you're making a road?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's called a middle.
And that's what they put the seed in. They'd say that you
not in the middle. You put when you if you're making a row.
Yeah.
Oh, you makes the row, and this is the middle, and the seed in the row on each side. Now you're going to plant your cotton seed, you go right down the top of the row, and that's why you make your little trench in with the cotton planter.
Now,
of course, in those days you just had one mule and a planter.
Right.
It's no different to now.
Yeah.
Everything's mechanical.
Well, now would that little trench be the same thing as a furrow? What would be called a furrow? They even have that word.
Yeah, you have that furrow, but still that furrow was the middle though.
That was the middle though.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now if you're talking about land that you got rid of all the brush and the trees on land, you'd say that you were
cleaning up the new ground. Mm-hmm.
And did you ever know of anybody raising either wheat or oats?
We raised, what did we raise? It wasn't oats. It was kind of grain that we used to make hay out of. Lespedeza. Lespedeza? It was something we used to grow and make hay out of it in the fall after I got married. What was that called we used to make hay?
Huh?
What was that we used to make hay out of?
Yeah. Soybeans.
Alfalfa.
Alfalfa.
That's what we, that's what we made out of hay.
Well, now like corn, you'd measure it by the
when you're gathering it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you'd more or less have a wagon, and it depends on how many rounds. What was this called? To a wagon. You put your bed on in your first round, and then you can put another one on there. But I can't think of the name of it. Second. And anyway, whatever it was, be one wagon load for you and one wagon load for the man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did people raise much oats or wheat or anything like that around in this country?
Was it back then, they didn't raise a lot then. Mostly then it was cotton and corn.
Yeah.
But in the 40s, that's when the people began to switch over.
Yeah. Oh, that was...